From Hollywood, California, we bring you the Smiths of Hollywood. Greetings from the Smiths, ladies and gentlemen, played as usual by Jan Ford, his daughter Bumps.
Mom, if Uncle Cecil is a knight, what does that make me?
Brenda Marshall is Nancy Smith.
I suppose you'd be a knighty, Bumps.
Harry Von Zell is Bill Smith.
Now listen, don't be taken in by a title, Bumps. After all, many of our ancestors came over on the Mayflower.
It's a good thing they did too, William. The immigration laws are much stricter nowadays.
And that was Arthur Treacher as Uncle Cecil visiting from England. And around here somewhere is Ann Sheridan. Wait a minute, Ann Sheridan? Yes, that's what it says, but that's no way to introduce her. It should be... And a special guest, Ann Sheridan. There, that's better. Now, on with the show. Oh, yes, I almost forgot. With us, too, is Charles Hathaway and the Tone Deaf Ten, who furnished the musical interludes. Oh, yes, the sponsor is also with us. Listen. Let me say that this is the Smiths of Hollywood program. And now, here's Nancy Smith to start us off.
Hi, everybody. You know, there's still a lot of things that fascinate me about my husband. Some of them a little less now than a few years ago. But then a girl can't go about being fascinated forever, I guess. Anyway, even after all these years, one of the things about Bill that never fails to fascinate me is the production he makes out of getting up in the morning. The first time I ever heard that, on our honeymoon it was, I thought Bill was strangling. But no, he was just gargling. The shower came next.
I'm alive and I'm okay.
That's the warm part of the shower. Bill always ends with a cold shower. He thinks of Bill's character. And that's character. It's only after all this that he turns on his mind and brings together the parts of himself that got scattered in sleep. Then I find out what's going on for the day.
Got big things to do today, Nancy. Have to hurry down and get the morning paper before Uncle Cecil scrounges it and see if that publicity story on the cancer fund got written up.
That's another thing about Bill. He always thinks he's told me everything. What publicity story, darling?
Well, you know, I told you about it. Ann Sheridan?
Ann Sheridan?
Yeah?
No, you didn't tell me.
Yeah?
What about her?
Yeah, I told you. I thought I told you. I did tell you. Didn't I?
No, dear.
No. Well, we cooked up a deal with Ann Sheridan. Listen, she's going to spend the day roaming around the town, going to restaurants, stores, and places, and whoever recognizes her first gets $1,000 prize.
Well, that sounds easy.
Huh?
Anybody could recognize Ann Sheridan.
Ah, that's true. But you have to have a receipt from the cancer drive for $5 or more before you can get in on the contest.
Let's go have some coffee, darling.
No, wait a minute, sweet. Don't you get it? Thousands of people will spend their whole day looking for Ann Sheridan. And they'll all contribute $5 or more to the cancer drive in order to be eligible for the $1,000 prize. You see what that means? If 3,000 people, for instance, join the search, that'll mean $15,000 at least to the cancer drive, you see?
Well, it's brilliant, darling.
Sure.
But for one thing, Ann Sheridan will be mobbed the second she appears.
No, well, I told you. No, I didn't. I didn't tell you. She'll be in a disguise. You see? She won't look like Ann Sheridan at all.
Well, there's the missing link. Thank
there,
you.
There, yeah.
Now it makes sense. How is she going to be disguised?
She's going to... Yeah, well, oh. I can't tell you now. Can't tell anybody. It's a state secret.
Wait till Uncle Cecil hears about this. He'll say, with my Scotland Yard training, I'll find out instantly.
Yeah. Yeah, have you ever noticed the way his ears perk forward and his nose comes to a point when somebody mentions money? Yes, sir, Nancy. I'll bet the first thing he does at breakfast this morning is try to pump me about how Ann Sheridan will be disguised. Well, let's go have that coffee, huh?
Uncle Cecil, can I have part of the paper while we're waiting for breakfast?
One moment, child. I'll give you the funny section in a thrice. There's something here that interests me deeply. $1,000.
I don't want the funnies, Uncle Cecil. You can have them. I want the editorial section.
Oh, nonsense. Nobody reads editorials. Quiet, child. This is of vast importance. $1,000, yes.
Uncle Cecil, your ears are perking forward and your nose is coming to a point.
Hunt, it occurs to me often that your parents had hardly any children at all. Why don't you go and bounce a ball or something? Oh, good morning, William.
Good morning.
You're looking extraordinarily well this morning.
Oh, is that so? Well, Nancy, why didn't you tell me I was looking extraordinarily well?
I'm not about to ask you a favor, dear. You look just the same to me.
Yes, and in case Pop says no, Uncle Cecil, you may as well know I'm looking the same as usual, too. Or, no, I won't lend you any money for my piggy bank.
I say, what a vile, suspicious attitude. I nearly said, William, you're looking extraordinarily well, and instantly I'm attacked on all sides, too.
Well, now, just a minute. You mean to say, Uncle Cecil, that you don't want anything?
Of course not, William. What sort of a bounder do you take me for?
No money?
Positively not.
He wants to buy the car.
Oh, quiet, your little gargoyle. I do not want to borrow the car.
Well, I guess we have misjudged you, Uncle Cecil. Please forgive us. And thank you for saying that I look well.
Oh, it's quite all right. Quite all right. I say, William.
Here it comes, Pop.
Would you pass the toast, please? Fooled you, didn't I, you little witch?
Bumps, you'll be late for school. Now, stop teasing Uncle Cecil and hurry up.
Yes, go on to school, child, though I really don't see any point in it for you.
Has anyone seen the morning paper? I want to see if that publicity story about Ann Sheridan got printed.
Oh, that reminds me, William. You being on the cancer drive committee, my boy, you come to think of it, there is something I'd like to ask you. I wonder, is it possible, do you think it's likely?
No, Uncle Cecil, I doubt it.
Oh, you do, eh? Really? Well, fact is, I haven't asked you anything yet, have I?
No, but it's coming.
I say, you people reading my mind, just exactly what are you expecting me to ask?
Oh, that's easy, Uncle Cecil. You're going to ask Bill if he knows what sort of a disguise Ann Sheridan will be wearing today.
Now, what would I ask him that for?
So you could go out and find and collect $1,000.
Nancy, that hurts me, you know. To the quick. What a grasping, rascally scoundrel you must think me.
Poor Uncle Cecil.
Exactly. Precisely.
Yes. You mean to say that you don't want to know what disguise Miss Sheridan is wearing, Uncle Cecil?
William, it's obvious a pretty girl like that would go to the other extreme. Dressed like a spinster, of course, or a bobby sock, perhaps, huh?
Well, no, not exactly.
Or some East Indian Maharanee, or perhaps a French Apache dancer, right?
No, I couldn't say that.
Blackface. That's it. Blackface.
Oh, of course not.
Well, dark glasses, coat collar turned up, soft hat over the eyes, slouchy nose.
No, your eyes cold.
I say, William, just for the sake of curiosity, how will she be disguised?
There it is. I knew it was coming.
William!
Now, listen here. I thought you were hurt to the quick, you grasping, rascally scoundrel, you, as you so aptly put it. Listen, Uncle Cecil, you really think I'd cheat all those people and tip you off about Ann Sheridan's disguise, let you romp off with $1,000?
William! You recall my saying you looked extraordinarily well this morning?
I do, yes.
I changed my mind. You look positively repulsive. Well, I'll see you all later. I suppose I'll have to put out $5. Well, it's worth the gamble.
There you are. You see how it works, Nancy? There's $5 for the cancer drive already.
Yes, I'll have that $1,000 by evening. With my Scotland Yard trailing, I can't fail. Here you are.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if this radio show is like all the others, Uncle Cecil will find Ann Sheridan, collect the thousand, marry Ann Sheridan, and settle down to growing grapefruit and guavas on a ranch in San Fernando Valley. I frankly don't know. But I do know this show is like others in that it has a sponsor. And what you know, here he is. Gentlemen, was the part of radio that is never censored. Now, on with the Smiths of Hollywood, and particularly Uncle Cecil.
My dear young lady, there's no reason to take that attitude. You know, quite frankly, if you aren't Ann Sheridan, I have no interest in you at all.
Oh, yeah, that's a hot one. Do I look like Ann Sheridan? Go on, you old senile delinquent, and try that stuff on somebody your own age. But did you see that? This just comes along and pulls off my hat and ogles me. I tell you, this town gets longer every day.
Yes, it certainly does, yes. Only it isn't a town, it's the whole world. Imagine me for Cecil Smythe running about the street, peering into women's faces, all for the love of money. Confound money, anyway. Look what it does to a man. Degrading. Rot. Well, on with the search. Hello.
Hello.
I say, are you by any chance Ann Sheridan? You look familiar.
No. My name is Bergman. Ingrid Bergman.
Oh, I'm sorry. I say my mistake. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You know, that makes an even 27 women I've stopped. Can't get that thousand this way. Bergman. Pretty girl, that. Ought to be in pictures herself. I say, this Ann Sheridan must have muscles of iron walking around all this time. Don't think I can go it much longer without a bit of a pick-me-up. Well, 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 here I am at the Brown Derby Bar. Oh, fancy that. Well, perhaps Ann Sheridan has been here, too.
Hey, Jeffrey,
you've been over for me. Yeah, who is, I say, what's going on? Here, I say, boy, what's happening? Who's that girl everyone's running to, Ann Sheridan?
Ann Sheridan? Now, you jerk, that's Lana Turner. Stay, who are you? Are you anybody?
Certainly I'm somebody. What nonsense.
Oh, who?
The Cecil Smythe, you must know. Who are you?
Ah, you're nobody. Get out of my way.
Hey, Miss Turner, sign my book, please.
I say, am I anybody? What little fiends? Why doesn't the Congressional Committee investigate children? You know, nothing could be more subversive than an autograph hound.
You said it, brother.
Good Lord. Look at all those people chasing that Turner girl. She's absolutely besieged. It's fantastic. What in the world do they want with autographs anyway?
You got me. Weird, isn't it?
Oh, it's depressing, you know. I get to thinking about what I'd do if I were an actor and they mobbed me like that. Why, I'd...
Probably trample them underfoot, those hideous little monsters.
Well, that's the nicest thing I've heard today. I feel exactly the same way. Shall we go trample some of them?
Oh, no, no, no. There'd be a fuss, you know. Some people dote on children. I can't think why. I say, allow me to introduce myself. I'm Sir Cecil Smythe.
Oh, well, how do you do? My name is Anne.
Oh, really? Well, that's a coincidence. The whole town's looking for a girl named Anne. Anne Sheridan. I say, you're not Anne Sheridan, are you?
Oh, what do you think?
Well, it's nice to hear someone laugh when I say that, you know. Most of these biddies I've asked turn on me as though I were a messer. I say, are you looking for her, too?
Oh, heavens no, there's no point in that. In fact, I'd be crazy if I looked for Anne Sheridan.
Yeah, well, as a matter of fact, the whole thing's crazy, as you say. People grubbing up and down the streets, making fools themselves to find the poor actress. Probably hates the whole thing anyway.
You're so right. So beautifully right.
I say, shall we go in this dirty place and have a spot of tea or whatever we need? I've been walking half the day and I'm quite run down.
Oh, so am I, Sir Cecil. Lead the way. A spot of what we need is just what I want. But, oh, look, I can't go into the derby in blue jeans and my face all smudged this way. Let's go across the street to that little place.
All right, well, then we'll come along. Yes. Yes, Anne, my dear, you're quite right. It's rather a shame that anything as important as a cancer drive has to be publicized by a mere actress before people will help each other. Like the streets are full of greedy, grasping people peering into each other's faces, hoping to get their hands on $1,000.
That's just what I said when they told me about this. I've been hoping some really nice guy would find... Oh, her.
Yes.
And, you know, someone who really needs the money.
Yes, of course. One out of seven, they say, will die of cancer, but the other six don't seem to care. You know, it's a frightful state of affairs, especially since none of us know whether we're the seventh or not.
You know... You're the type of person I hope will find her.
I am, I say. That's awfully nice of you. I think you'd be a good one to find her, too.
Oh, that'd be silly. You'd be much better.
On the contrary, my dear girl, I'd much rather see you find her.
No, I insist. It would make much more sense if you found her. You're just the type of man who's well enough off and human enough to make a noble gesture and turn the whole reward over to the cancer drive.
Oh, I am? You think so? Really, yes. Now that you mention it, I suppose I am. Yes, rather. Yes.
Well, of course. You're the kind of man who doesn't need money to prove yourself. You have a mind.
My dear girl, you are really quite charming. Yes, absolutely. Oh, absolutely charming. Please go on. You know, you talk such good sense, too.
Why don't you look for her? I'm sure she'd love it if you found her. I'm positive of it.
I say, how can you be positive? Do you know her?
Oh, yes. I see her every day.
Oh.
She'd be so relieved to stop walking around town. She'd probably kiss you.
Would she now? Oh.
Well, I'm sure of it. You know what Anne Sheridan looks like, don't you?
Oh, yes, quite, yes. I see her often. Oh, yes, I'd know her the minute I laid eyes on her. Oh, a tallish sort, you know, well-formed and all that.
Red hair, something like mine. And hazel eyes, like mine.
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, I'd know her instantly.
Oh, about my height?
Yes, well, perhaps I will look for her, since you seem to think I'm the sort of fella she'd like to have find her. Yes, I might give her a look around on the way home. Yes. I say, any idea where she might be or how she might be dressed?
Oh, she might be anywhere. Maybe around here someplace. She's making a Western picture, so she'll probably be dressed in blue jeans.
Blue jeans? What are they?
Well, like I'm wearing.
Oh, I say, thank you. Yes, that's all I need to know. Yes. And I say, I'll give a look about on the way home. Oh, my, it's getting late. Perhaps I'd better be on the way now.
Well, me too. Let's go. By the way, where do you think you'll look for Anne Sheridan?
Well, I haven't the faintest idea, old girl, you know, but armed with your information, I've no doubt I'll come across her. Luck of the Smythes, you know.
Luck of the Smythes, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know something, Sir Cecil?
Yes, by all means.
I have a feeling you could sit and talk to Anne Sheridan face to face and you'd never know the difference.
Oh, that's hardly likely. As a matter of fact, there's Scotland Yard training behind me.
No. really? Evidently quite a way behind you.
After you, dear. As a matter of fact, even if I didn't know what she looked like, I could find her within the hour just by using the old bean, you know. Training, you know. Well, I must be off. Pip, 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 then, old girl. It's been a pleasure.
Pip, pip. Whatever that means. And if you find Anne, share it and say hello for me.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, yes. Oh, by the way, you never tell me your last name.
Well, just tell me where you talk to Anne. She'll know, I hope.
Right, hello, girl.
So long, Sir Cecil. You poor jerk. Where is he? I wonder who's getting home.
So long, so long. I say, attractive-looking girl, if she'd only dress up. Probably be quite at an eyeful with her face washed. Well, on with the search. Never say die, excelsior and all that. Wonder if that girl tells me the truth. Dressed in western clothes, red hair, hazel eyes. I say, I wonder, is it possible? Which way did she go? Which way did she go?
Which way? Who go, Mac?
That girl I was talking to, you know, the one wearing blue jodhpurs.
What's the matter? Is she rowing you?
No. That was Anne Sheridan. I'm sure of it.
Oh, you mean the one they're offering $1,000 for?
Yes, old boy. Quickly. Well, now, which way did she go?
Well, she'd logically go up towards the boulevard.
Oh, yes, you're right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
But whoever heard of a woman being logical?
Hi, everybody. Hey, Nancy, is dinner ready? I'm starved.
Almost ready. Anybody find Anne Sheridan?
Yeah, finally. Poor kid nearly wore herself out, though, tramping all over her town. The disguise was almost too good. But the drive was a wonderful success, Nancy. It's $18,000 they took in.
Oh, that's wonderful, Bill. Who found her?
The veteran. Wonderful. A guy who really needed the money.
Oh, I'm glad it was someone like that. You know, I was really afraid Uncle Cecil would find her. He was so determined.
You know, I had the same crazy feeling. He's just lucky enough to have bumped into her without pride, you know. And can you imagine how he'd lord it around if he won that money?
Oh, there'd be no living with him.
That's not a bad idea. Wait a minute. Here he comes now, I think. Let's see what kind of a story he'll make up about not finding Anne Sheridan. Uncle Cecil?
Yes, William?
That's you, huh?
Yes, it is. And if you have a shred of decency, you'll offer me a drink instantly. I've had a shock.
What happened?
The drink, William. The drink. My nerves are shaken.
Yeah, well, all right, Uncle Cecil. The bottle is in the usual place. Just help yourself.
Thank you. I've had a bad day, William.
You didn't find Anne Sheridan, huh?
I don't care about to discuss it, I find.
Now, Uncle Cecil, no day could be that bad.
You don't know.
Did you know a veteran found Anne Sheridan, Uncle Cecil?
I know all about it, Nancy.
Mission unaccomplished, huh, Uncle Scotland Yard Cecil?
What happened to the old brain work, Uncle Cecil?
William, as I said, I do not care to discuss it. There are times when a man has nothing to say. The fact is, I did find Anne Sheridan.
Did you hear that, Nancy?
Spent the better part of an hour talking with her.
Oh, please, come off it now. You don't give us that. You were out playing Sherlock Holmes, and that's about all.
When I tell whoppers like that, I get sent to bed without any supper.
You keep out of this, you ugly little brute. As a matter of fact, I didn't expect anyone to believe me anyway.
We'll believe you if you show us $1,000.
Don't mention the word money. I hate the sound of it. William, are they making bottles smaller these days?
Now, look here, Uncle Cecil. That bottle was full this morning.
William, a man has to put something on his cornflakes. They're so dry.
Oh, fine. Cornflakes, yes. Oh, excuse me. Hello?
Hello. Bill?
Yeah?
Annie.
Oh, hello, Annie. How do you feel?
Oh, I better walk 20 miles. I'm dead.
Oh.
Bill, what time do we have to make those pictures for the newspapers tomorrow? I want to sleep late.
Oh, well, any time. Is afternoon all right?
Oh, sure, fine. You know, Bill, I might still be out there walking up and down if it hadn't been for some nice English gent who bought me a cup of coffee.
Oh, really?
And there's still some good people in the world. He did the nicest thing. He pretended he didn't know me. And when he left, He tipped off a veteran who was really in need.
Oh.
Poor guy's been living with a wife and two kids in a garage in the valley.
Say, now, wasn't that a nice thing to do? Did you get the fellow's name?
Yeah, Smythe. Sir Cecil Smythe, I think that was it. Hello? Hey, Bill. Bill, what's going on? Hello?
Oh, hello. Nothing happened. I dropped the phone. Well, tomorrow, yes. I'll pick you up tomorrow for the pictures, and have a good night's sleep.
Okay, thanks. So long.
Bye. Well, Uncle Cecil, is there anything left in that scotch bottle? I've just had a shot.
Well, what's the matter, darling?
That was Ann Sheridan, Nancy. Uncle Cecil did spend the afternoon with Ann Sheridan.
Someday you'll learn to believe me.
But, Nancy, Uncle Cecil tipped off that veteran about Annie.
You mean he gave up the chance to win $1,000? Give me that bottle. I just had a shot.
Bum.
Uncle Cecil, may I shake your hand?
Oh, you don't need to, William. Can't you see my hands are shaking by themselves?
What a hero.
What a hero is right.
Oh, I'm proud of you.
I wish I could say the same for myself. No more praise, please. It makes me even more miserable.
Just, look, I don't mean to be small in your moment of glory, Uncle Cecil, but I just remembered that contest wasn't open to anyone connected with the fund committee or their families.
What?
Forgot to mention it this morning, yes. But you probably read that in the paper, and that's why you were so big-hearted.
You mean I wasn't eligible for the prize anyway?
That's what I thought I said, yes.
Well, then I'm not a fool. I mean, I didn't lose. I say, I feel wonderful. Let's have a celebration.
You did know about the rule, then?
Oh, William, no. I just thought that the veteran chap needed the money more than I did. What a noble fellow I am, yes. True blue and heart of gold and all that sort of thing. There ought to be more like me.
There are. There are 10 more like you. I just heard about them.
Now, what are you going on about, Bunce?
A poem I heard, Sir Cecil. 10 nights in a bar room.
Ooh, what a vile child.
Now for a word from the management. But don't go away. We'll be back later. Written by Dick Nassaman and Robert Presnell, Jr., who also directed. It was produced by Andrew Hickok, and the music was composed and conducted by Charles Hathaway. In tonight's cast was Brenda Marshall, Harry Von Bell, Jan Ford, Arthur Treacher, and our special guest star was Ann Sherry, who appeared through the courtesy of Warner Brothers. Also in the cast was Conrad Binion and Lois Corbett, who played the part of Ingrid Bergman. And this is Tyler McVeigh, the handyman, saying cheerio until next time.